But look what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2 about false prophets. It says in verses 1 and 2, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them." Of course, he denies that Jesus is the Son of God. "And bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Look at verse 14. "Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, an heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children." Look, these descriptions fit Muhammad. Covetous practices like raiding caravans and stealing stuff. Yeah. Like coveting other men's wives and marrying woman after woman after woman after woman because you have eyes that cannot be satisfied.
Right.
Why do you have to marry 11 wives? Because you're not content with such things as you have. And because you're not content and rejoicing with the wife of your youth. Not her youth, your youth, buddy. All right. So, you know, this fits Muhammad. Go to Jude. Jude, the parallel passage, a few pages later where he talks about false prophets. Verse 3, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Look at verse 7. "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities." Look, Muhammad dreamed that he was supposed to marry a six-year-old. If he's not a filthy dreamer, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And it says he's going after strange flesh. Look, children is strange flesh. That's strange for a man to go after the flesh of children.
Yeah.
He's described as a false prophet. Muslims need to understand that according to the New Testament, which is a greater book than the Quran could even think of, there's more greatness in one chapter of the New Testament
Amen.
Than in this whole book.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ provides a ransom, salvation, intercession, good news.
Amen.
The Quran offers none of these things. And if you believe in the Bible, it's describing Muhammad as a false prophet.
Yeah.
It's describing him to a T.